China has recently joined other developing countries in negotiating with pharmaceutical companies for access to cheaper HIV/AIDS drugs. China now has the fourth largest population of AIDS patients in Asia. The government estimates about 1 million Chinese are infected with the disease. But as Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, few patients have access to treatment.
It was not until last year that China's government began to emerge from its state of denial and inertia towards its growing AIDS epidemic. At a press conference earlier this month, Qi Xiaoqiu, Director General of the Department of Disease Control under China's Health Ministry, emphasized that the government was now actively working to increase the availability of AIDS drugs.
Our strategy regarding medicine is two-pronged. We're negotiating with foreign pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of imported drugs. The second phase will be to actively promote the domestic production of AIDS drugs. This is our fundamental approach.
China's own pharmaceutical industry excels at producing Western medicine. Since last month, the government has approved domestic production of three generic AIDS drugs, AZT, DDI, and D4T. Still, many of the ingredients for the so-called drug cocktails most effective in treating AIDS are not yet available in China. Some countries, including India, Brazil, and Thailand, have allowed production of generic drugs in disregard of patents. Now, a World Trade Organization rule allows member nations to do this in the event of a national health crisis. Mr. Qi said that if talks with foreign pharmaceutical makers fell through, China might follow these nations' example as well.
If negotiations run into obstacles, we feel that any government must take responsibility for its people's health. In other words, permit production of the drugs despite the patents.
Qi said that China was prepared to negotiate until the end of the year or early next year, but couldn't wait any longer than that. A couple of days later, though, Qi appeared to backtrack, telling reporters China was not about to violate foreign drug patents. While such a move may be within China's rights, Beijing is adamant that it will live up to its obligations as a new WTO member. The government also doesn't want to offend global pharmaceutical firms that are increasing their investments in China. Che Fei, a Shanghai-based spokesperson for Bristol Myers Squibb, says that big pharmaceutical companies with their capital-intensive operations can't possibly beat generic drug makers' prices.
Eventually, when the new drugs come to the hands of the patient and the doctors, it has taken the R&D-based drug company 8 to 12 years and billions of dollars of investment.
Generic drug makers, she explains, bear none of the costly research and development burden.
So if you compare the price of generic industry against the price of R&D-based industry, it's like comparing apple against orange.
Chu says that Bristol Myers Squibb has lowered its AIDS drug prices in China by 75%, bringing the cost of treatment down to $5 a day. That's within the reach of some city dwellers, but too expensive for many rural Chinese. Despite lower costs, only around 100 Chinese AIDS patients, out of a total of nearly 1 million, are currently getting the drugs they need, according to health official Qi. Beijing's Ditan Hospital is one of the few in China that has doctors and medicine capable of treating AIDS. Some of the patients here are poor farmers from Henan Province, who became infected when selling their blood. They mostly scrape by on annual incomes of $200 or $300 a year. Those not lucky enough to get donated Western medicine take Chinese herbal medicine, which the government provides for free. Lu Lianhe is one of the doctors treating AIDS patients at Ditan Hospital.
I think you've got to see it from the patient's point of view. As long as it's inexpensive, it doesn't much matter whether we use imported or domestic medicine. Treating the disease and easing the patient's burdens is the most basic issue.
For the many impoverished Chinese AIDS patients for whom almost any medicine is too expensive, government assistance remains the last hope. Beijing has recently applied for $90 million from the Global Fund for AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, some of which would go to buy medicine. Its previous application to the fund was rejected earlier this year over concerns about unreliable official statistics and the government's secretive handling of the epidemic. Those concerns were heightened when state security agents detained leading AIDS activist Dr. Wan Yanhai last month on suspicion of leaking classified documents. Authorities released Dr. Wan Friday following pressure from foreign governments and the protests of international AIDS activists. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.